أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. We all know that tonight is called Night of Mubarak, Blessing Night. There are many, many titles given in the Hadith. The ayat which I recited, I quoted from the Quran, from Surah Dukhan, first three, four ayat. Hadith. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi quoted from Nabi alayhi salam in his kitab in Tirmidhi. What he said, if you recite Surah Dukhan, which is written in a 55th para, Surah Dukhan, Friday night, like for example tomorrow night, then what is the reward? 70,000 angels, special, they come and make dua of maghfirah for that person. Special. And Allah will forgive his entire minor sin. And if the angel make dua for him, and he also make his istighfar, Surah Dukhan, Allah mentioned in that surah about the smoke, what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. If you recite the transgression, you'll understand. Then you cry also, definitely Allah will forgive your major sins. What is the meaning of Tawbah? Tawbah means an-nadim, sorrow, grief. I was telling my class boys, advanced class, that you think that only istighfar only in the masjid, Tawbah only in the masjid. I said, when you go to sleep, there is no one in your room, you alone. Who else is there? Allah. Allah said in the Quran, right? When two people, third one is Allah. When three, fourth one is Allah. When it's 100,000 and extra of Allah. Allah is everywhere. You just cover your sheet and stay inside. If you feel somebody will see you that, Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Three times, Allah Qasam, Allah will forgive me entirely. He know that. There is no one. That's what Ali Allah said. He recited this dua. إِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. He recited this dua. Then he smiled while he was staring at the sky. Looking at the sky. The Sahabi asked, why are you smiling? You're making toba, istighfar. Asking forgiveness, away you, smiling also. He said, once I came here with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, same thing. إِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ. No one can forgive your sins, illa anta, only Allah. Then Nabi Sadra also smiled. Then I asked the same question to Rasulullah Sadra. One side was making a istighfar, other side was smiling. He says, whenever a person says, فَإِنَّوْ لَا يَفْرِ الزَّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Koi maaf karne wala nahi, only Allah. No one can forgive besides Allah. Allah also smiled at that person who says this. Allah also, look at, mashallah, he knows that. There is no one can forgive besides Allah. We can recite please Allah every minute. عالم حيكون. Some of the scholars say that this ayat, in this ayat mentioned about Shaaban. Most of the scholars say mentioned about Laylatul Qadr. Very fine, because most of the youngsters they say that no, one, two, three youngsters they told me previously that there's no subut, no proof, it's a ban. That's why I said our youngsters, close to Ali, Mufti, some Mulana, some knowledgeable person, then you know what's the right. You sit next to the person, he don't know what is the meaning of hadith, what is the meaning of hadith, and you listen to him, and he will tell you whatever he said, you can perform your namaz while your pants below the ankle, no problem. That person don't know the meaning of hadith. He said, you can't read, you can't read. Oh, yes, you say. So much to do. So who said to you? So and so person, as is Ali. I said, open the Bukhari, you will find there in the Hashia, if you bend below the ankle, your namaz no valid. What you talking about in Indian? Even the biggest night, the Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Shaban, Allah, the person who wears the pants below the ankle, Allah is not going to forgive him until he tawbah. Since he tawbah. Our youngsters, they don't have knowledge, and they capture the like these people, and they also turn that. So, Qala mentioned on the commentary of this ayah, says Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala decided. You understand? Allah Ta'ala decided. Okay, so it's called bill pass. What is it? Bill pass. Manzuri ho rahi hai. Allah decided to reveal the Quran in Shaaban. Now the government body, they decide, okay, we're going to send that much money to that place. That they send to MP and the MP send everywhere. Like this. Allah decided that He is going to reveal a Quran. He decided that on the Shaaban. Then He revealed the whole Quran. He said whole Quran on Laylatul Qadr, that's what he in Ramadan, Shabbat Qadr, in the night of Qadr. Then for 23 years, whenever Nabi alayhi salam needs, according to the halal and condition of the people, Jibreel alayhi salam brought ayat upon ayat upon ayat for 23 years. So we understood that Quran is going to reveal that is decided on the night of Shaaban. And let me tell you that many, many Sahaba, for example, the greatest Sahabi, Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala, he said something about the virtue of Shaaban. Laylatul Shaaban, the Shaaban 15 of the Shaaban night. And many other Sahaba, Abu Huraira also narrated this hadith. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also quoted this hadith. He also narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, greatest companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also narrated the hadith, the virtue of 15 Shaba. Are listening? I want to tell you something, that's why. Also, Abu Sa'laba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also narrated this hadith. Many Sahaba, even the Atha ibn Yasar, the greatest Tabi'i, who died in the 103 Hijri, beginning of 2nd century. Ibn Rajab Hanbali, quoted in his Kitab al-Lata'if al-Ma'arif, that he says, Ma min laylatin, ba'da laylatil qadri, min laylatin nisf al-Shaaban. There is no biggest night after Laylatul Qadr. There is no any bigger night bigger than Shaaban. Many Sahaba opened the Kitab Tirmidhi. Volume number 1, page number 156. Hadith quoted by Aisha. رضي الله تعالى عنها أم المؤمنين لما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو مرة she meant same thing what people say حديث ضعيف حديث let me tell you something ما شاء الله give an example by Allah Khalid Mahmoud ما شاء الله very very nice may Allah give you health life healthy life he said There is one young person, one is old person, one is a dead body. There's three. One is called young, one is called old. The young is healthy, old person is super weak. And the dead person is completely dead. His body is lying dead. I'm asking, inshallah, youngsters will understand more. Young person, they're called healthy and sahih in Arabic, sahih. Another word is there that those hadith is called most authentic. Understand? It's like a young. Other one, the old person is like a weak. In English you can say weak. In Arabic it's sahih. And the dead person is called mawbu. That completely, mawdu. There is not allowed to narrate without the permission of ustaz or something that they know what is right. There is not allowed. So I'm asking you, the many of you, you have the old grandfather, grandmother in your house. You're going to join the old person to the youth or to the dead body. With who you're going to join? The old, your grandmother, grandfather, you're going to join her or him towards the dead body or towards the young? Can you answer? Yes. Why? The young is also eating. He's also eating. Understand? He's drinking. He also drinking. He's lying down. He's lying down. He's talking. He's also talking. That's what. That person, no eating, no drinking, nothing. If you say, no man, Daif is like that, that person, then from today, take all our grandfather, grandmother, take all of them and bury them in the graveyard, with that body. You can do that? Today, our youngsters, sleeping. They don't know, they sleep. Very. So Daif, 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 Daif. Understand what is the meaning of da'if. What is the meaning of da'if? And what is the meaning of mawdu? Mawdu is like a dead body. You can't practice at all. Da'if, the ustad of Imam Bukhari, his name is Abu Hanifa. Understand? And the four Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam number two, Malik, number three, Imam Shafi, number four, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. The eldest Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, the younger Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, both of them, some way the ustaz of Imam Bukhari, both of them they say, weak hadith, you can practice. Understand? So this is the hadith. You can't put the hadith in the mawdu. What today the youngsters they say, the da'if, you can't practice. Da'if that so many people were practicing, and they became the close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're talking da'if, 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 we left behind. We didn't get nothing from Allah. That's today, yes is mine, the plenary yes is mine. Don't do this. What is the haram that they do this? What you can do, they say, don't do this. That's why we say, you sit next to some alim, next to some good person, then you will know. If you sit in the company of some alim, and if you learn one masla, Allah's qasamda, narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you will get 1,000 rakat reward. Just to learn وانتصلع. Maybe then you don't want to go next to him. The Imam Sam is lying, he's going to fight you. You can't sit next to him. You're afraid? No. Allah is going to question you also. Allah is going to question me also. On the day of Qiyamah, you have someone. Why do you ask me? You ask me, why do you help? So, remember that many Sahaba said that. And the hadith, the long hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, which is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha in Tirmidhi also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is our mother. Okay. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife is the entire believer's mother. All the wives, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given commanded, you can get married. And he married till 11 women. Me and you, come. That was only specified for Rasulullah. There are certain things. Some of us are continuously fasting, day, night, no eating, no drinking. Only Anbiya can do that. Me and you can't do that. Musa alayhi salam continuously for 40 days and nights. Our Nabi salam said, some of us are continuously. That specifies only. Why? Nabi salam says, my Allah feed me. Why Allah? My Allah give me drink. You can't keep that. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a choice. You can go by any wife, any time. There is no turn for me and for you. Only four wives allowed, and they turn. There is turn. But Nabi alayhi wa sallam, look at his good character. He used to use this turn by all the wives. Taking turn. Why he was given choice, whatever he wanted to do it. That's why sometimes, mashallah, Hazrat Mu'atami rahmatullah alayhi, Balfoon, let me tell you something good thing. He said, his murid one day said to him, I've got one wife, I want a second wife. So Hazrat said to him, and he was just this person, Mu'atami rahmatullah alayhi, he had two wives. Muhammad Rahmatullah Ali had one wife, no children. After long, he married a second time, a second wife, and from her also no children. But whenever he used to buy anything from both of them, for example, he's buying shoes, he used to scale both of them. In the same way that he was bringing to both of them. Everything was scale. I don't want anything more, but more than other ones, for more for her than this. Then he said to his murid, who said that he wants second wife. So Hazrat said to him, don't get married first, prepare a second house. You got one house, one wife, prepare second house, then you come to me. Then he got a second house, he came to Hazrat, I got second house, I want second wife. Hazrat said, no, prepare third house. Hazrat prepare third house. So the wife, I got two houses. One wife living in one house, the second one, house is there, all right? He said, no, prepare the third one. If the first one kills you, how to go to the second house. The second wife kills you, go to the first one. If both kills you, go to the third house. Then he said, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you can't do justice between two wives, Allah said, only one is enough. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, the biggest punishment for that person who do zulam, but two wives, three wives, and do not do justice, says he's going to walk one shoulder limping. He left crippled on the day of Qiyamah in front of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not easy. Easy to join this world, but to face Allah Ta'ala is very, very hard. So, So justice is very, very important. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the door, and he used to open the door, you know, silently, that if somebody is sleeping, don't get it. He started to open the door silently, slowly. And he used to make salam. He would see first inside. Somebody is sleeping, not sleeping. He used to make salam softly. If the person is awake, he replies, the person is sleeping, that he or she don't know. And when he gets up for tahajjud, he wakes up softly, slowly, nicely, that don't disturb other sleep. And walk without shoes. No cut, 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 oh, mashallah, Abdul Qudar. To show the wife, falling. No, that. Don't want to disturb wife. Yes, there's a hadith, Prophet Prasam said, if you wake your wife up for Fajr namaz, put water, little bit, on her face, or she put water on your face, Allah's Qasam, authentic hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled at them. Allah smiled at them, on the husband and wife, look at them, they're waking each other. He says he came inside, he took his sheet out, now he slept little while on the bed, on the mattress. Then he woke up, and he put his clothes again, and he walked out. I was awake, he said I was awake. Then he went away. That's Hadith Qudsi, Tirmidhi. And more detailed in Bayhaqi. I followed him. Then I found him in the graveyard. The graveyard. He was standing and making dua to the marhum, to the deputy. We forgot him today, our deputy. We forgot him, our deputy. He's some time ago. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you go to graveyard, visit the dead people, your heart will become soft. Your heart will become soft. Go to graveyard, see how they are battling, they are sleeping in the grave. There is no one can help them. They are alone in the grave. Everywhere is dead. No one beside Allah. And only good deeds or the bad deeds. The good deeds will become in the form of angels, in a beautiful form. To stay next to her or him till the day of Qiyamah. And if it's a bad deed, then the bad deed will come in the form of bad form and stay with her or him in his grave. Till the day of Qiyamah. If it's a good deed, Allah will open the window from there to Jannah. Good pleasure. One thing to remember. Don't oppress on the wife. One thing to learn that also. And the women also, you know, here, but let me tell them also. So sometimes when you lecture here, there's one from you telling only us, don't tell it, don't tell them. And then, kab mera bayan also nabhi hua, ki ne unko batao. When did you get my bayan in the ladies, I can tell them also. What is the right of husband? Remember what Nabi alayhi salam said, if the husband, wife got the long tongue always, chup, 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 husband, telling husband, swearing this and that, husband had patience, stubborn, he will get the reward of al-Jubari salatu wa salam. Who was sick for 18 years, what reward Allah gave him? The angel used to talk to him when he was sick, that reward you will get. And the husband is like this, husband. And the woman has stubborn and patience. Stubborn and patience. And makes khidmat continuously for the husband. She will get the reward of Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the wife of Fir'aun. When Nabi alayhi salam went to the Mi'raj, he said on the way, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. Where is Jannah? Ibrahim said, Jannah is still so far. So when his presence is coming, said, this is the grave of Asiya, who was the wife of Rasul of Fir'aun, and she's going to be wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah. But she gives sacrifice. Allah put the fragrance of Jannah in her grave, that Ya Rasulullah, you marry that. Both ways. Al-Mar'at idha sallat khamsaha. Listen to Hadith. For the woman, if they're listening at home, Al-Mar'at idha sallat khamsaha. When the woman, they perform five namaz. Daily. Five namaz. And the further, wasamat shahraha. She keeps fast in the month of Ramadan. Farz fast. Wa ata'at wa ahsanat farajaha. And she looked after herself, min privacy, beside husband, don't commit zina with anyone. Wa ata'at baalaha, and she respect the husband, and she make khidmat for the husband. What the word mentioned the hadith. For the woman, if they're listening, this hadith is enough for them. فَلْتَدْخُلْ مِنْ أَيْسِ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شَاعَرَ. She can enter in Jannah from whichever door of Jannah she wishes. Whichever door she wishes. She can enter in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So this we learn today. When Nabi alayhi salam went to graveyard, we have to learn that also. That we must do something to the dead people too. We forget our father. We forget. You know, I don't want to say one of my very person. I told him why today, Laylatul Qadr, let go, graveyard. Eid day, Eid night, let go after Fajr to the graveyard. Your father just passed away 3 months. He said, what he left for me? Why don't you go to the graveyard? What he left for me? I don't want to go. Don't you go. They forget their father. What Nabi alayhi salam said, this hadith made me cry away. What Nabi alayhi salam said, if your father makes zulam on you, mother makes zulam, oppress you, on you, still you respect your parents. Respect your parents. Wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama. Nabi Tasam quoted 4 times. Even the oppressed, even the oppressed, but you have to respect parents. That we learn also this night. In this hadith, when Nabi alayhi salam came back, he saw the Aisha radiallahu anha bringing back. After what's wrong? What happened? He says, you know, I had a doubt. You went some other way. Today was my turn. You went somewhere else. So I thought you went some other way. So I followed you. But I found you in the graveyard. And I came back. And I'm on the bed now. That's why I'm bringing back. Nabi salam said, you think I'm going to make zulm on you? Listen, this is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends His nur and light on the first sky. فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِ. He will forgive entire creation, those who believe in Allah, except few people. This is the hadith. Mushrik, out of Mushahid. My youngsters, listen to that. Mushrik, those who strive with Allah, anyone. Those who join with Allah, anyone. Believe in someone. And believe in Allah too. This person can give me choice. This person can help me. This person can do this. Allah also can do. He can do. He is also mushkil musa. Allah also. Allah says, there is no any major sin in the list of the hadith. The major sin is that somebody forgets the Quran. Someone forgets the Quran, that's the major thing. One of the major things is called the person who strives with Allah somewhere. Allah says, I'm not going to forgive. In the law, la yaghfir an yushrak. Look at the Ja'far Sayyar of Yabba Salam, Ma'arif al-Quran, Kufan Mutti Sami Shabi, quote the hadith, from the hadith book. It says that Ja'far Sayyar of Yabba Salam, Allah sent the salam for him. Allah sent the salam for Ja'far al-Sayyar, who was a companion of Rasulullah. When Nabi alayhi salam went to conquer the Makkah, that time, when he conquered the Makkah, when he, Nabi alayhi salam, saw that Ja'far is standing in front of him, he came from Abyssinia, because he migrated from Makkah to Abyssinia first. He came, he says, mujhe malum nahi hai, ki mujhe aaj khushi, fateh Makkah ki hai, ya Ja'far al-Tayyar ko dekhne ki hai. I don't know. But happiness, either because of the fateh Makkah, or because of the, I'm seeing the Ja'far al-Tayyar. He says, Allah opened my secret through Jibreel. Nabi alayhi salam asking, why? What such a good action you're doing? Allah sending salam to you. Allah sending salam. What he says, because of 14, Allah opened my secret. That's what I'm telling you, Ya Rasulullah. Otherwise, no one knows. And he didn't tell no one. When Allah told the Jibreel, and Jibreel mentioned to Rasulullah, that's what Jibreel asking Ja'far al-Tayyar. He said, number one, no striving with Allah anywhere. Allah alone. Tawheed, oneness of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Everywhere. Nobody never said illallah, illallah. Ba'id, illallah. Somebody else. No. Illallah. One Allah. Everywhere. Allah. One Allah. Everywhere. One Allah. Everywhere. One Allah. In your heart, that. Allah give me cure. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also give me. See? Give me that and he give me life. Everything from Allah. He gives grace and he gives dignity. Izzat zillat from Allah. Everything from Allah. Good and bad. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi. Everything from Allah. That's a belief. The second thing Ja'far al-Tayyar said, I never spoke lies in my life. I never spoke lies. That's how the Prophet said. When a person talks lies, a some kind of thing coming out from his mouth, the angel runs away 100 kilometers far from him. When a person talks lies. This is a never talk lies. Third thing, youngsters listen, very important. I never seen any woman scare by. Here, we raise our eyes everywhere. Halal, Sudhu halal. One person, I said, bye. Why are you looking at Allah? How do you look at Allah? Looking at Allah, how do you look at Allah? You're joking with Allah. You're mocking with Allah. You say there is no power to do something good, and there is no power to stop yourself from guna, illa, except Allah. One side is here back, one side is here back. And the fourth thing mentioned, which is in the hadith. He says, I never taken the any intoxicating things in my life. Youngsters, the intoxicating things for different names. Of drugs, different, every day, you hear, may Allah save all of our youngsters. May Allah save us, Allahu Akbar, what Nabi alayhi salam said, when a person takes any intoxication, when he goes to Jahannam, Allah will give him or her, I heard so many cases by him.
And blood will flow, not
must it come out? Flow from the private part, that blood and dust. There are people who are taking the drugs, they have to drink that. And it's going to resurrect if it didn't make Toba. If it didn't make Toba. Tonight, Ramadan is coming, pure of our heart. Forget everything. Take Toba. True Toba, Allah. I did all the things. From today, I'm making firm intention. I'm not going to do that. Says if a person don't make Toba, he's going to be in the condition of intoxication in front of Rasulullah. He's going to walk out. Remember, Ibn Kathir Rahmatullahi quoted in this tafsir. And one more thing, tonight, let me, because there's no time to go more in detail. One more thing, very important, very, very important, that's called Qati Adhan, breaking relationship. In this night, La Yadkhulul Jannat Qati Adhan, the person who breaks relationship is not going to enter in Jannah. If one person, hadith written that is, La tadkhulu rahma ala qawmin fihi qati raham, in that city, in the village, the one person breaks relationship because of him, whole village, whole city people will be deprived from the mercy of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْفُضُونَ أَهْضَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا عَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Many wa'id mentioned the punishment mentioned for those who break the relationship. If someone breaks, you try to make salah, even they don't reply, then you're not going to be kept by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. One more thing, Aqawalidai, the person who disobeys parents, he also, Allah not going to forgive him. But Allah forgive everybody. When they make Toba. Remember, when they make door is open, a day will come, the door of Toba and repentance will be closed. Then no Iman, no Toba, no regret, nothing, everything closed. You got time to make Toba. A very simple example, I'm finishing that. Whenever you want to paint in the house, what you do? All youngsters know, you have to scratch it out, take out all the paint. Then you paint, then you put new one, then throw it out. Wall paper. What you do first? You want to put new one, what you do? You put above it. You take out the old one, then you put it. Our heart became old because of so many things. We have to scratch it out tonight. Why? We are going to put a new wallpaper. It's coming 30 days of Ramadan. 30 days of Ramadan. That merciful month. If Allah does not forgive you in that month also, then no one is bad. That Jibril is from. Make badwa for that person over the month of Ramadan. Allah will forgive you. So tonight, and scratching out all the dirty things from our heart. Simple. There is no special amal to do tonight. Only whenever you try to read Tahajjud Namaz and fast tomorrow is mustahab. Nafal to fast. Nafal mustahab to fast tomorrow. Why Prophet doesn't like to fast in the month of Shaban? Because all our actions are going to go today to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to write how many people are going to die this year. How many people are going to get drink and rosy this year? How many people are going to born this year? How many boys will come to this world? How many people are going to get married? How many people are going to lose their business? How many people, how much are going to get rosy? All this thing Allah is going to write. I told you, in this night Allah builds a path. Then he gives somebody to the wall of this parishta or that parishta, and they start the working. So if you want our thing comes right away, you must get Toba. Say everybody, hi, Mary Toba. Mary Toba, my Toba. If you say three times, with heart, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Say my Toba. My Toba. Say my Toba. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah tonight forgive me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my Toba. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد
They came. They're sitting in your house. They are your visitor, Allah. They are your visitor, Allah. This is your house, Allah. And those who come in the masjid, they are your visitor, Allah. Allah, Allah. Dunya mein koi mehman, mehman, mehman ko kuch bhi khilaye, khilaye bagair nahi bhejta hai. Allah, tum to akramul akram hai. Ye to sakhiyon ka sakhi hai. Badshahon ka badshah hai. Allah, they are better in your house today, Allah. Leaves everyone's heart, Allah. Allah, pure everyone's heart, Allah. Pure everyone's heart, Allah. Accept everyone's Allah. Be happy with everyone, Ya Allah. Allah, sabko tere kareeb kar de, Allah. Make everyone close to Ya Allah. And so many youngsters, Ya Allah, they want some right things. Allah, put them on the right path, Allah. Put them on the right path, Allah. Our children, our families, Allah, forgive all of them, Ya Allah. Allah, so many. All the people are sitting here, Allah, forgive everyone, Allah. Those who are listening at home, our mothers and sisters, Allah, forgive everyone, Allah. Forgive entire ummah of Rasulullah. Forgive entire ummah, those who passed away. Those who passed away, they are not present in the masjid. Last Shaban, they were present, many people in the masjid. And today, they went away in the graveyard. Allah, forgive everyone, Allah. Forgive everyone, Allah. Allah, we are not going to go one day in the graveyard. Allah, Allah, forgive. Before, people bury us. Allah, you forgive all of us. Allah, people give us ghusl. Before that, Allah, give us tawfiq to. We also give ghusl of our guna. Allah, ہم سب کو قبول فرما لیں پریشانیوں کو دور فرما لیں مشکلوں کو آسان سب کے والدین کی مغفرت فرما سب کی پیرنٹس یا اللہ سب کی فیملیز یا اللہ سب کی چلڈرن یا اللہ اللہ میں کو چلڈرن بھائی یا اللہ غربت تو آئی تو پیرنٹس یا اللہ اللہ نے میں جو توفیق کو رسال قران جو توفیق تو قوم نماز فائل تھا دے دیا اللہ Allah, accept all of us, Ya Allah. Whatever I say, and the people listen, Allah give us topic to practice, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli wa sallim da'iman, abadan, 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 ala habibi, Ya Allah.